AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson.
It is a good deal. A deal that meets our core objectives. This framework would cut off every pathway that Iran could take to develop a nuclear weapon.
The U.S., Iran, and five other world powers have agreed to a framework for a final accord on Tehran's nuclear program.
The European Union's foreign policy chief hails it as a key move after a week of intense talks.
We have taken a decisive step.
It includes restricting Iran's uranium enrichment and rolling back sanctions relating to Iranian nuclear programs after the UN's watchdog confirms Tehran has complied. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif calls it a win-win.
We have stopped a cycle that was not in the interest of anybody.
Negotiators will now work to reach a final deal by July. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
Meanwhile, members of Congress say they must be allowed to review any nuclear deal that is reached with Iran.
Senate Foreign Relations Committee Chairman Bob Corker says lawmakers have to be allowed to weigh in order to ensure that any agreement, quote, truly can eliminate the threat of Iran's nuclear program and hold the regime accountable. His committee will vote on a measure requiring the president to submit any agreement to Congress. It would also prohibit the president from lifting or not enforcing any congressional sanctions for 2 months. House Speaker John Boehner, meanwhile, says that Congress must review any deal with Iran before any sanctions are lifted. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez pleaded not guilty today to federal corruption charges.
For nearly 3 years, the Justice Department has pursued allegations based on smears launched by political opponents trying to silence me.
This is AP Radio News. Robert Schuller, the Southern California televangelist who founded the world-famous Crystal Cathedral, died early today. He passed away at a care facility in Artesia, California.
Carol Schuller Milner said her 88-year-old father was surrounded by family in the final stages of his esophageal cancer. Schuller started preaching in 1955 at a drive-in theater in Orange County. In 1970, he began a TV ministry called The Hour of Power that broadcast to millions, and a decade later built a glass cathedral for his growing ministry. After a disastrous leadership transition led to a decline in membership, the church filed for bankruptcy in 2010, and the Crystal Cathedral was sold. Schuller resigned from the board in 2012. I'm Steve Coleman.
An undergraduate student at Duke University has admitted to hanging a noose in a tree. Officials say the student is no longer on campus. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.